Sports in Anacostia. I'm Shayna Stulen.
COVID and unemployment fraud, identity theft, and more land a Maryland man in prison. I'm Liz Anderson.
What brought truant students back to school? I'm Kate Ryan.
The Dow went from being down 600 points at the Friday close to closing up 9. It's 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The provocations of North Korea have been a major focus of discussion today between President Biden and the President of South Korea. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the President in Seoul.
President Biden and his South Korean counterpart pledged to step up deterrence of North Korean threats. Yoon Suk-yeol said the two countries would ramp up their joint military exercises.
President Biden and I shared grave concerns, and more than anything else, we believe that this is something that merits our utmost attention.
Mr. Biden was asked whether he would meet with Kim Jong-un.
It would depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
Biden aides have said the U.S. would have no preconditions for such talks. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
At least one person has been killed, dozens more injured after a rare tornado tore through the North Michigan town of Gaylord. Celeste Fiol's husband works in the worst hit area.
Thank God they have a brick building and he works at ABC Warehouse, but all the buildings around him are all the photos that I took today. The other places are like completely gone.
The town of some 4,200 people is roughly 230 miles northwest of Detroit. What else is in store weather-wise this weekend? CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says relentless heat.
You're talking about record temperatures, more than 60 of them up and down the eastern seaboard from as far south as South Carolina and North Carolina and as far north as New Hampshire.
Concord, New Hampshire will be in the mid-90s. Hartford and Philadelphia could see the upper 90s, and part of North Carolina might reach triple digits. The Biden administration is flying in a big supply of baby formula from Switzerland this weekend, but CBS's Jamie Yukas reminds us some very specific formula shortages are starting to bring a crisis.
A lack of formula has sent at least 4 babies to a children's hospital in South Carolina. An Atlanta hospital is also treating children due to the shortage.
Would you describe this as a crisis?
Oh, absolutely. I have never seen anything like this.
Dr. Mark Corkins treated a toddler and a preschooler who were hospitalized at his facility in Memphis this week.
In Texas, firefighters have made progress against a wildfire near Abilene that destroyed at least 27 structures. Evacuations have been lifted. Vincent Cantu is the city's emergency management coordinator.
Certainly not gone as bad as we thought they could have, but there's a lot of folks that are certainly devastated.
Wildfires have broken out this spring in multiple states in the western part of the country, where climate change and an enduring drought are fanning the frequency and intensity of the fires. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
It's 5:03 on Saturday, May 21st, 78 degrees, a hot day, clear skies, highs in the mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Nick Ainelli, and the top local story is the weather. We're getting a blast of summer today.
Storm Team 4 tracking what could be the hottest day in May in the last 11 years. Going for a high temperature on your Saturday of 96 degrees, abundant sunshine. It's also going to be on the humid side, and you'll notice that overnight and right on through the morning hours on our Saturday.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Doug Kammerer, and this weather can be dangerous if you're going to be outside for a while.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
The full weekend forecast is coming up at 5:08. It's 5:04 now, and a major road in southeast D.C. is going car-free today from 9 o'clock this morning through 1 in the afternoon.
It's part of the city's Open Streets Initiative, blocking off about a third of a mile of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Ward 8 for people to walk, exercise, bike. No cars allowed.
We're showing that the streets are actually one of our most valuable assets in the city and how they can be used for more than just vehicles.
D.C.'s Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says there'll also be music, entertainment, a fitness class, and it's just a taste of what's to come.
Our big event's going to be on 7th Street on June 4th. So 7th Street Northwest, going through Shaw neighborhoods and Chinatown.
And more open streets are planned after that. Shane Estulin, WTOP News.
A group of truckers known as the People's Convoy, who have been protesting COVID restrictions on and off for the past 3 months, have decided to end their campaign. They had been driving around protesting along highways in the area while staying in Hagerstown, at Hagerstown Speedway, but they were evicted from there yesterday. There were reports of fighting among convoy members after that happened, but Maryland State Police were there. They were on the scene to break things up. A man in Maryland who pleaded guilty to a long list of fraud charges has been sentenced to nearly 8 years in prison.
40-year-old Idowu Raji also has to pay more than $1.5 million in restitution. In 2020, he pleaded guilty to crimes that started before and seeped into the pandemic years. He admitted plotting with others between October 2018 and November 2020 to defraud businesses, individuals, and banks to illegally get more than $750,000. Raji also admitted to arranging the delivery of fake unemployment insurance cards to his co-conspirators and his involvement in fake unemployment claims that used stolen identities of 50 people. Read more at WTOP.com. Liz Anderson, WTOP News.
A unique graduation celebrates students who went back to school after long unexcused absences.
I'm so happy, very, very happy.
That's a very proud Juana Arias, whose 12-year-old daughter Jalen just graduated from the Truancy Prevention Program in Montgomery County. Jalen, a 12-year-old sixth grader at A. Mario Leuterman Middle School, missed more than a month of school this year and was referred to the program.
It helped me like focus more and like, oh my God, I have to do good so they see that I'm doing better in school.
Arias has a message for any parent concerned about their child's absences or progress in school.
Por favor, pidan ayuda para que los niños se progresen.
Ask for help, she says, so the children can make progress. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up next, highs reaching up to 96 degrees today.
Oh, look, there's another Papa John's. Why didn't I order ahead of time on the app? I could be picking up my pizza right now. That's it. I'm making a U-ey and going in to order my large two-topping pizza for just $10.99. Now, I'll be picking up my two favorite toppings, picking up my pizza, and then picking a couple of pepperoni off to eat on the way home. Listen to that inner voice when it whispers to you, Papa John's, please. I love it when I listen to myself.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.